Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It's a great Wednesday evening. And, you know, a couple of things I want to talk about before I put my co-host on, introduce her. Let's put it this way. When we talk about entertainers, when we do entertainers, when we talk, we have a lot of friends in the entertainment field and stuff like that, but we don't own the entertainers. We don't say, you know, we know that they have a lot of people, a fan base, and sometimes they get groupies and things of that nature. And that's fine and dandy and stuff. And nobody owns them except for the manager or the, what do you call it, agents and things of that nature, booking agents. They tend to pretty much work with them on their social media networks and stuff like that. And a lot of the so-called entertainers that you think are actually talking to you are usually the agents or somebody working in the field for that. But nobody earns them. So when we go out and pump the show or give out the podcast or give information out, we tend to give out knowing that maybe the entertainer sees it. Most likely it's these his or hers manager of sorts, booking agent, anything that runs the publicity part of the entertainer's livelihood, so to speak. Sometimes you're able to actually talk to individuals and have their own work. We do that a lot on certain things. We have a lot of people in the Law and Order, Dick Wilson, Law and Order stuff that we talk on the site. Some on social media. We also have also General Hospitals. Sometimes we do that, but we don't claim that we own them, and we don't allow. We don't say that. Try to stop others from talking to them, because you don't have exclusivity of individual entertainers. But with that said, we actually pump into a lot of different things and stuff. And lately we have a guy that has been going after Trump left and right. He is, this, everybody knows him as Michael Stivic. He is a guy, they call him Meathead on All in the Family. And he's been also left-wing dingbat for day one. Everything he, that his meathead mentality of All in the Family is actually his real-life mentality, too. He's the same way, and he has a fixation against Donald Trump, to Trump to syndrome type of thing. He has his hatred towards Trump is special, and he keeps asking, he's trying to get Trump indicted and things of that nature when he didn't do any crime. And so we keep challenging him on all the stuff and stuff like that. And now he is decides to go equate us with Trump and go after us. The Truth Is Out There, Voice of People podcast, a radio show. And he aligns us with the same syndrome as the derangement syndrome as he has with Trump, he has with us. So we offered him an opportunity to come on the radio show to try and debate the issues one-on-one. And what we did was cut off the phone lines for a half hour or 45 minutes for him to come on and we'll debate the issues. And they'll open for the last few minutes of the show. We'll open up the lines for other people to come in and do that. But as a coward he is, he hasn't showed up yet. But if he ever does, we'll allow some time for that. But Rob Reiner is a coward. He is somebody that is a left wing. He's anti-America. He supports drug dealers. He supports people with criminal activities, babies. He does not. He believes America last, not America first. And he's a total meathead, as they say. So with that being said, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. And just to let you know that they have their own group of individuals that do social media posting. These are hired individuals that market them. It's truth. They have other things to do with their time, okay? They don't necessarily do the real individuals do social media. You know that.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, I know. Sometimes the people think they are, but they're not.
But most of the time, they're hired to market and promote whoever they are, from music to the actors, to the bands, to politicians. They don't always do it themselves.
No, most of them don't. They don't have time. You know, what are you dealing with?
I have a question. Do you think that Ted Cruz sits there all day and posts?
Ted Cruz?
Yes.
Sometimes. Sometimes he's doing it, but not a lot. The only one that I know that likes the Twitter a lot, what he used to, can't do it now, just through social instead, is Trump. He used to be on the pulse of Twitter one time. But, you know, but as far as entertainers itself, not politicians. Politicians, they tend to try and use
I think that their people do it. They have people that do it. They post stuff to get people to engage, to move their SEO, to get people to make comments, to share them. You know what I mean? It moves them, and it brings more people to make comments.
Yeah, but when you have a fan base of millions, it's very difficult. They're not going to spend all day conversing with the individuals on their Twitter feed.
No, they have lives.
Yeah, they actually.
They have real lives. They have families. They have things to do. They're busy. Okay? Their day is not all day sitting on social media. Okay? They do interviews with different places. They're busy writing music. They actually have a life.
Yeah, right? Well, we've been involved with a lot of people coming on our radio show. We've been on for 13 years. We had a lot of different people coming on at different times. Sometimes we're able to, But it's harder these days because you got to go through the booking agents and stuff like that.
Their management team does it.
Right,
their
and you
got
to go through that. You got to get through that. And I have a couple booking agents that we go to once in a while. But, again, when you're working 40-plus hours a week and you're doing a lot of other stuff,
you
it's
know,
very hard.
You think that they take pictures of them, they run down into the audience, take pictures of themselves, and run back up on stage and post those pictures?
Not usually. Usually they give it to the campaign people to do that.
Right.
You know, to
the team that does it.
Yeah. But every once in a while you do, you know, but then again, you do have some people that do that. Ellen DeGeneres, she does that a lot. She goes and takes pictures and sends them.
Takes a picture of herself and runs back
and then she automatically sets it up onto Instagram
okay.
and stuff like that. But there are, most of them don't do it anymore. It's hard because they're busy doing other things. They don't have that type of time.
What is with these women who take pictures of themselves in see-through clothing and post? Who take pictures of themselves because I don't particularly like the selfie, but why?
It's usually low self-esteem, trying to get some kind of image. If I do a live feed, because I tested one off of a locals to promote a radio show. So I do that once in the blue moon and then put it out because as a new area to go. It's a test run that because locals is another TV local land that we do besides the, you know. But and the same thing with Podbean, we could do it that way. I could do it in Getter or True Social or many other or even, you know, there's so many Rumbles, another one. We can do a lot of different formats.
Why do they take pictures of themselves in bikinis?
Because they want,
they're showing
the beauty, but at the same time they're also trying to get attention. Maybe it's an image that it's a low self esteem type image.
Okay.
They want to build the image
up. One family. Why do the Kardashians do it?
And of course, they make millions off of it.
Okay,
that's
is
why.
That their gig? That's how
yeah,
they become
make,
wealthy.
They make money off of that. You know.
Okay.
But let's get into a little couple stories here, because you know, one of the people that we were trying to get out of office lost her seat. Lost yesterday. We congratulate the fact that we successfully got rid of Lori Lightfoot as mayor of Chicago. Whoever wants the runoff on April 5th. Will be the mayor of Chicago. Right now, you got two guys. One is the guy that was actually won the ballot yesterday, but not enough to go to get to 50%, but came close to 30-somewhat%. He is what they call a moderate, really a conservative Democrat, a blue door Democrat that ran on Law and Order platform. He's running on restoring, taking the cuffs off of the police and the Chicago PD and starting to install some of the stuff that I'm going to be down here in a few weeks doing to clean up Broward. He's doing it as the mayor. He wants to do it as mayor and actually allows the police department to do their job.
Chicago want this.
Right, because Chicago is a war zone. The only other city in this country that's in worse of a crime situation, especially killings and murders and everything else, is Atlanta, Georgia. New York's there, but Atlanta, Georgia is the worst than Chicago. And to a point where part of Atlanta, the suburb of Atlanta, wants to get rid of the county debt and Bucket City, which is off of Atlanta, wants to have its own city away from Atlanta and own county. And because of the legislature in Georgia, they have succeeded, and they're working on, and they got other measure to do it. Because they don't want to be part. That's an affluent suburb. They don't want to get the crime rate. They want to have their own police force. They want to have their own mayor.
Are they walking away
patrol.
From the riffraff?
Yeah, and they're going to do it. And so Chicago. So you got two areas that are working. And Chicago finally voted to get rid of this person. See, she wasn't even qualified. She ran on being black, and then she was gay. And the people of Chicago said, screw you with that bullshit. We want somebody to actually take control and rebuild our city, eliminate the crime, and start rebuilding our educational system. So that's how that is.
Is Atlanta, Georgia in trouble because of Stacey Abrams?
Atlanta, Georgia is in trouble because the mayor of Atlanta is a left-wing dingbat. By the way, we got breaking news that's coming out. Governor DeSantis is about to fire the state attorney. That's the second one. And this one in the Orlando area. It's because he refuses to follow the law. And he refused to prosecute the right way on the guy that killed the news reporter and the little girl and the woman.
Good.
He's scheduled this coming week to be down here. Some of you already got invitations for that.
So when's he pink slipping the Orlando DA?
I think he just announced that he's doing it now. Be confirmed probably tomorrow morning. You know. But the thing is, we're cleaning up this mess. If you're a left winger and you're soft on crime, you're gone. And
so
that's what he's
doing.
So
all of the George Soros dinglings are going.
They're going. And the people are fed up. Look what's going on. And they need to. And that's why what's happening in Bucket County, in Atlanta, in Georgia, and the same thing that's happening in Chicago. It got rid of Lori Lightfoot. And this is what is happening. And people are tired of it. And they need to go.
They want their justice system back.
And now you got Garland. Now you got Garland saying that the fentanyl crisis is because the drug cartels are sending it across Mexico. Wake up. We've been telling you that for a long time. So it goes to Chicago.
It goes
from China to Mexico through the cartels because the border's open thanks to Garland and Biden and others and so forth.
Right. True. Close the border. I don't know why they're doing that shit in Congress. I think
that's where they close the borders in. That's how it's done.
Finish the wall. Go. What a concept.
You know,
allocate the funds for the wall. They don't need the president.
Yeah.
Hire back the company that was working on the wall. Give them
the money.
They
already
did.
We already hired them back, and Texas has already started doing it, and I believe a number of other states are doing it, and a lot of private companies are doing it on their own, and we're taking care of it.
Seal the deal. Close the border. Finish the construction.
You know,
make it harder to get into this country. Make it harder. You know, they're not working on the budget. How's that coming along?
You forget about the budget. Right now, we're going to default, which is fine. Get rid of all the bad stuff and move forward.
How much money we owe China?
I don't know.
And everywhere else. Well, the news is we will never get money from anybody.
Yeah. How about
bad
this one?
News is
How about this one? The former COP rapper Liz Cheney will be a professor at the University of Virginia.
What you gonna teach you?
How to be a communist.
All right. Well, I'm surprised that who's the governor in Virginia?
He doesn't have any say to that. I'm surprised Young Kim is going after the
University of Virginia is a public school.
He has really no opinion on that. It's done by the trustees and the university. The governor really doesn't have any. There is nothing he could have done. It's up to the trustees. Nothing. You know, this is still a free nation. There's nothing you could have done.
You could be a professor on how to knit a sweater.
Yeah, well, who knows? Anyway, there was a suspect talk about open borders, and Biden has blood in his hands. There's a suspect in the rape and murder of a 20-year-old autistic woman. He was an illegal border crosser and an MS-13 gang member, and yet he was able to walk in here because of Biden. Biden has blood on his hands.
You mean it? More than the COVID shit? And the money laundering? Okay.
Yep.
And the drugs?
Also breaking news, Hunter Biden's attorney resigned today as they found out that Hunter Biden is going to be indicted for treason. So it's a different type of thing. And there's also a witness that the big guy is testifying that the big guy is Charles Joe Biden and James Biden and Joe Biden, the Joe Biden crime syndicate, and they're all going to be charged for treason in the next few days. So that's
Would
all
that
breaking
surprise
as we speak.
You if the
no.
big guy was his brother? And then his brother laundered money to his brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, this family is one big criminal syndicate. So nobody knows who does what and or how they do it. But they're doing it. Where are all their bank accounts? Where do they hide their money? And the king, Obama, and they're paying him, and Hillary, paying her. They're all getting paid. By the way, what happened with Epstein's book or the other one?
The names are being released. I don't know what the story is on that. It's kind of swept under the rug because it's too many famous people on all sides that's connected with it. But we broke the story with the plane and everything else going back to 2010.
Nobody wants people to know
that
they're pedophiles.
Yeah, well, Biden's a pedophile.
That they have sex with children.
Yeah, when you get there's a teacher activist that said that it's okay to a school board activist that it's okay for adults to have sex with 9-year old kids. So this is in California, the
gay enigma.
Yeah. But most states, Western, I think it was Tennessee that just passed a law making it illegal to do things like that, and about these drag shows and all the transvestites and all that stuff. If you're doing anything to any child, mutilate any child, you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life, and that goes for the doctors and the parents that try to mutilate their kids. If you were born,
have children. And what are they doing with those children?
I don't know. We need to really, it's not a good thing.
How many straight and narrow families are doing taboo with their children?
If they are, they should be parents. That's not what it is. If you're born as a boy, you're a boy. If you're born as a girl, you're a girl. And you should not change God's will and what God made you in the image. And if you try to change it, you tend to cause problems. Most of the medical industries now say that if you start playing around with your body in that type of way, your life expectancy goes down to zero. You could die from various different type of diseases from that. Your body, because you're destroying what your body was set up with. It's a specially oiled designed machine, and if you play around with it by putting different things that don't belong there, you tend to destroy that machine. That's common sense. That's not even science, and that's what happens there. You know, you get to start learning to be comfortable in your own skin. Stop being so low self-esteem and start be comfortable and fulfill your passions and dreams and go that route. You know, and start loving your body and start loving yourself, because if you do that, then you'll learn how to love others. If you don't love yourself, you never learn to love others.
No kids are going near Biden anymore.
Yeah, well, most parents are smart enough not to allow the kids to be next to this pedophile.
So the press secretary is leaving in 2 days.
Yeah,
does
Lisa
anybody have any idea who is replacing Enigma?
And, I don't know. By the way, we're not confirmed on that story yet that Mark has put in. We don't know if it actually is true or not, because I haven't seen confirmation, but there were rumors that she was leaving on the 3rd. So we'll see.
I don't know. I didn't get the story. So we'll have to do our diligence and research. Okay? You know, who's the other one that walks around as a woman with the blonde hair? In the glasses.
I don't know. I don't care.
The
all
fake,
demons.
The fake woman.
It doesn't matter. Nobody takes that person seriously. You know. Oh, by the way, Buttigieg's under investigation, some kind of crime. That's been breaking. We're looking into that.
But Edge.
Yeah.
He only has the job for one reason.
Yeah.
So it leads to the puppet master and the fake woman he's married to, who's a man. Okay? So Obama's into transgender shit.
You know.
Biden's a pedophile. Kamala's a whore. The others are criminals. You know? Maxine Water lives in this gorgeous mansion, and her, you gotta like that one. But they vote for her.
Yeah. Looks like the Supreme Court is going to turn down the student loan forgiveness program. Yeah, they're gonna turn it down, and they're going to declare it unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. Get a job. Pay for your loans. Get a life. Grow a backbone. Jeez. Be responsible. Shit. What's up with Carrie Lake?
I don't know. She said the Supreme Court. That one's supposed to be announced in the next couple of days.
Katie Hobbs and her husband are doing money laundering.
They're going to jail for a long time.
You know, when I saw Nadler yapping his little face off at that House committee today with the fentanyl, I'm saying to myself, what a hypocrite, what a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? And why are they having this House thing going on? Am I doing their job? They're wasting, they take up space. And they're a waste of time, and they waste millions of dollars on bullshit. What happened with January 6th? Did they go after them?
Yeah.
Did they
How about this one? How about Biden? This is what Biden said a couple hours early in the day. This was on Virginia Beach on Tuesday. He actually said this, and I quote, "I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson. She come in and do things I don't think you learn in nursing school." And that's a quote.
You said, you're putting me on, right?
No.
So what'd she do, get on her knees and bend down?
I think she did what another nurse that we know was playing around with somebody she shouldn't. She's no longer working.
In my mind, you know, bend over. Sorry, seriously.
By the way, today is one of the people we watch. It's a friend, but not really. You know, it's a friend because it's a colleague because we were trying to get him on the radio show. He's an actor, but we don't call him my best friend. We don't call him my friends because you know these are celebrities, and they'll know you from Adam. They'll be acquaintances. They call it acquaintances if you want to call that. Fan base and things like that, you know. And this guy that we're trying to get on occasions has his own. Anger management type of thing. Can't think of the name right now. But his name, his birthday is today, and he's an actor from GH, Maurice Bernard. It's his birthday. We want to wish him a happy birthday.
He's been on GH for 30 years. I remember
Sonny
when
Corinto.
He came on. He was a baby. Okay? Very young. Before married, before kids, before everything. And he's built himself a very nice career. And the actor has evolved. And he does a very nice job. I like him. He fits right in, you know? I watch him go from solid black hair to silver gray. It's true.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know which one he really is.
That's his family. He's great. So happy birthday, Maurice Bernard. How's his son doing?
Son doing good.
Family.
Yep.
It's good. Great. You know, I am saying, just because you know people, you don't know people. Just because
right.
you text them, don't mean you know them. Or,
right.
or they send you an autograph. You don't know them. Or you took a photo with them at a Comic-Con. I don't know you for shit on a shingle.
Not for ridiculous. They got millions of people.
They got millions and millions of fans. Okay? It's not like one person is the only fan. If a person only had one fan, they'd be out of a job. Because it's because of the millions and millions and millions of fans that keeps you with your work and supports you in whatever you do in your acting career. Okay? That's why you get hired. I'll give you one. Crap, what's his name? Shit. From FBI Most Wanted. What's his real name?
Dylan McDermott.
Now, I have been following Dylan McDermott's career because we used to watch the show The Practice. Remember? And then he was in the movie with Julia Roberts in Steel Magnolias. Okay? And his career has evolved into many different parts because of his fan base and because he does his job well. And he's a great character actor, okay? And that is why Dick Wolf loves him. He can step into a role and create it to be this life being who executes it so well and really does the part well, okay?
Yes.
He went from the show with Law and Order, Organized Crime. And he was some mean prick. He did it great.
Yeah.
And he just stepped into a role of an FBI agent. And he is great. And he has evolved this character. Because now, it's almost a year that he's engaged in this character, Remy Scott. And he does it wonderful, okay? And that is why people follow people. I'll give you another one. Anybody watch Sheldon, Young Sheldon? Okay, Young Sheldon has an actress in there named Annie Potts. Annie Potts was on Designing Women, and then she engaged in Ghostbusters. Her career, she was in a movie with Mark Hamill. Okay, I think it was called Red Corvette. And her career has spanned through 40 years because she has a fan base. People love to see her. And she has evolved into a really top-notch character actress. She is great. So I'm saying, then it's not about the one, it's about the many. Okay? And that's wonderful. And people enjoy being her. Same with everybody. I don't think there's politics in acting. There shouldn't be. Or in music. Because it's just doing a great, being great at what you enjoy and living your dreams. And lucky enough to be able to live your dream and to have a huge fan base. Okay? So it's great. Same with artists or designers or painters or whatever you do in your field of endeavor. And you have a following. Everybody has a following. Okay? And how you market yourself, how you disperse the information. And it's not about the one, it's about the many. And they're not if they're your hero, good for you. Emulate to do better with your life. Don't be an asshole.
Right.
Okay?
As far as this show and the podcast we have we're across 119 countries worldwide. Show is 117 countries worldwide. We have millions on the back end, tremendous audience response. Let me give you this, because this, if you want to be part of the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, is to subscribe to it so you can get, every time we do a podcast, it automatically goes to you without us doing anything. All you have to do is go to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast on Anchor, click on subscribe, and subscribe. It's just 99 cents a month and $12 for the year if you want to do a yearly one. And you'll be part of the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, interactive in that end. You'll get a newsletter set up, and we'll be able to do a lot of other things in the future. But you could be on the ground. So every podcast that we do, you can get immediately. You don't have to wait till we pump it as soon as it's done. Or you can listen to it live once you subscribe to it. And then after that, the radio show, you can listen to every time. We always pump and everything else. So as we expand that. And once we get the TV format set up with James O'Keefe and others, you're going to see that. And so it's all coming around. And like I said, we're worldwide network. This is not local.
To our show anytime if you have news to expose.
Right.
Okay? And our number is 515-602-9657. And everybody from around the world can call us. Okay? Or you can we can tell us and we'll call you. And we'll bring you into the show. And you can talk about whatever you want.
You could do a lot of different things for a lot of different things, but going to a fan page of sorts, for example, Quantum Leap, it's a fan page. You're not directly talking to any one particular guy or stuff. You could be talking to a group of people. Suggesting ideas is fine and everything, but you got to do it in writing, and you got to do it as an outline or what they call a script line into it. It's like synopsis or one of those quick notes that used to have years ago. And it's that you want to read a book, you buy it for cheap, the Quick Notes type thing. But yeah, you can do it that way, set up like a little outline or an idea about a storyline that you want to talk about, and then give it to whoever you want to give it to. And that, and they'll look it over. Sometimes they'll do it, sometimes they won't. If they do, you'll probably get credit in the credits somewhere. And it's a good way to promote things and ideas.
It's cool to have
a lot of the storylines that are happening around the networks. For example, we talked about Law and Order. I used to be the location scout for Law and Order going back years ago, the original Law and Order show, back in the early 90s when it first started. When they first did it. So I always kept in contact with Dick Wolf and the production teams here and there, and I send them ideas or outlines or storylines of different things. So we did one called You're Not Alone that actually became pretty famous on Law and Order SVU. It was basically a storyline based on a character that I talk about every so often. Now she's a single mom. But the thing is, it was based off of her, and they even filmed it in Newark part of the show. It showed that someone that has been physically, mentally, and sexually abused is not alone. And at the end of the show, the victim was with, at that time, Sergeant Benson, Lieutenant Benson maybe at that point, stood up and amongst an audience of about a couple hundred people, and they got down the list of all the abuses. And each one they mentioned, stand up. And then at the end of the whole list, look around you, see you're not alone. And that's the storyline. So, and this still goes to the person today. Also, she's not alone. We know she's a victim of physical, psychological, and sexual abuse. We know that. And she still is because of the people she hangs out with. We know that. But she's not alone, and she can get healthy. All she has to do is want to get healthy. The people are there. That's the storyline for one. We also did work with people I knew from Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck's Tea Party, and a bunch of other stuff. So we worked with that, with him and others, and we did that when I was running for sheriff. One of the things we were doing was stop and frisk, and they did a whole, and we gave him an outline on it, and they did a storyline between him, Tom Selleck, the commissioner, the police chief or police commissioner in New York, as well as the mayor, and talking about stop and frisk, and they did a whole storyline. We did that with fentanyl and the drugs with the people I knew from NCIS and stuff. Initially from New Orleans, and of course the regular NCIS, Paulie Ferret, is a friend of mine I know for almost 20 years. We went to a different areas, and we did storylines like that. But we suggest things. Sometimes we get credit, sometimes we don't. Even if we don't get credit, the idea is to get the information out to a storyline. And we don't go out and try and beg people to do things or stars or entertainers to do that and hoping they'll do a story on you, because that's not how it's done. It's you got to pick a subject and you got to do it that's applicable for everyone, such as drug addiction or sexual abuse or other stuff, and you actually do and send the storylines there. And if it works out, it will work out. And of course, if it's their shows, so they'll change the stuff like that. And GH, we did that with GH. Scarlett can tell you. We did that with Alexis Davis with alcoholism. We did that with Alzheimer's. We did that with drug addiction with the characters. All these type of things out there. The idea is to get the information out on different ways, and help people out. And that's what we're doing. And we're doing it in such a way that it's not for me. It's for everyone. And it's not on me because it's not about me. It's about everyone and trying to help lives. And we don't beg and we don't sing and we don't try to chase people or anything like that. So when we do a podcast, we give the information out. They can listen to it or it's not. That's up to them. Okay? That's our stalking. It's called marketing. And that's what we do. Any word for Scarlett? Scarlett?
I'm thinking about food.
Okay. Let the audience know. Okay, we worked. We were working.
I'm working on stuff. I don't. You know what? If I had a script, I would write it up. I would put it all together and dot my I's, cross my T's, and package it up, and find the right individual who would send it to, and you know, hopefully they'll read it or they won't, you know.
Right.
Sometimes it sits on a pile of emails and gets shoved under the rug, you know. That's how it works, you know. It's not like I was sitting there at Schwab's drugstore and somebody walked in and they said, wow, Scarlett, how you doing, you know. You're great, you want to, and they check me out. You want to come and read and test out for a part in my TV show? You know,
yeah.
Get my point?
No. Yes. You know what we missed out, and I was invited to be part of it. I couldn't because
what?
Of work. There was a Zoom meeting. I was going to be part of. I was invited by Kelly, the cyborg. And also by Perry Shen. They invited me to be part of their what they call a Zoom meeting, Zoom round, whatever you want to call it, for entertainers. So, you know, I just missed out because I couldn't go to it because I was working. And so that was the end of that. But we'll get more in there.
And take next time, include me. You know, give me a little more time.
Yeah, we did that. And then the same thing with Jeff. Yeah, and Jeff Culver, I'm talking to every so often, and he'll be back at GH a little bit. I think he's doing some other stuff.
You think John Schneider, did John Schneider ever?
I haven't talked to him since his wife passed away. You know, I let him on, I sent him our condolences and everything else.
They were only married like 2-3 years.
Yeah, but he said, send him that, you know. But, you know, then you got an idiot that tried to, in one of his crazy videos about mentioning John Snyder as a friend. I don't think he realized that John Snyder's wife just passed away and he did that, but then that's a schmuck like he is. You don't do that. If you're going to be friends or respect people, you don't say those things and you don't say anything.
You got to be more
respectful.
You know?
It's never, like I said earlier, it's never about anyone else. It's always about this one guy. And that's one of the reasons why he's probably one of the most hated in the end. And when things end up, when he's finally gone from everything, there'll be a lot of people that's going to be jumping around for Independence Day. But some people it's going to take a long time because of his control mechanisms on others. But eventually they will see that he's not what he claims to be, and he's very, very evil.
I doubt it.
No, there are. There's just some away.
He's still losing people. All of Manson's disciples.
Yeah, someone
around.
Died. One of them just passed away.
But they never came out of their coma.
That's true, too.
But never came out of that mental coma.
I'm hoping that a 5 month old would save one person's
once
life.
Once a sucker, always a sucker, and gullible. And
yeah, we only got, you know, time is already gone. You know, this is a good time. This is a good show because we didn't talk that much on politics. We talked about everything else, including entertaining, and that's actually a pretty good thing. And once in a while, we need to offshoot stuff like that. But one thing before we end the show, because we got 10 minutes left, a little less than that because they're like a little fast, is that I had the meeting today with L. Eckstein and company. That's for those who don't know it. She's the one that's in Israel. Yael Eckstein. I always get the first name off screen. But anyway, we have a meeting, a 2-hour experiment and stuff like that, and something that she's doing on a new commercial. But we worked on that. And she's actually out there helping the Holocaust survivors and orphans in what used to be the Soviet Union plus Ukraine and Israel and elsewhere. So now there, she's been doing it for about been doing it for 40 years. And
for Passover?
Yeah, she is. Well, we're going to start seeing commercials for to say people could donate to help for boxes for Passover, and stuff like that for the people over there. So you're going to see that. That's one of the things that we're working on. But that wasn't a part of the two scripts I was involved with. But it is coming up.
Those things are good.
Yeah. Yes, I like that stuff. And the fruit slices.
Sugar.
And chocolate cup of matches.
Has a lot of cholesterol in it, a lot of sugar, and a lot of salt.
You got matzah pie. In the Catholic religion, you give something up on Lent. In the Jewish religion, you give something up on Passover.
A giant, long dining table with tons of food. They read the Haggadah, and why is this night different from any other night?
Yeah.
Okay?
You know, I'm going to tell, this is from Kevin. Kevin Sobo sent a picture, and this is called Lives of TikTok. A drag queen do sexual themed performances in front of a baby who then hands them cash tips with the mom's help. This is crazy. That mom should lose that kid. You should not bring. First of all, in Florida, it's an automatic fine and arrest if you do the perform, and they'll lose the tax if you do it before the kid.
You remember the circus? Remember the circus?
Yeah.
Yes. Where they had
that's what the kids.
No. I'm not talking about Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. The
I'm talking circus about squash shop.
The
squash shop.
People. No, you had people who were different, okay? Formed, differently or whatever they were.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Except for one major problem. This is not for that. This is what indoctrination recruitment, and that's what this is. And this whole thing is to destroy the moral compass of family unit of a mother and a father, and that's what this is. It's been going up for a number of years, it's starting at the baby land. That's why environment is very important, even at little kid. That kid must have been, I just saw the video on, must be like 3 or 4 months old, if that. And that's crazy.
You know what? I'm going to close the show with Mommy and Daddy's out there. You really need to wake up and smell the roses. Okay? Why'd you have a child? To destroy them physically, mentally, socially? No. You had a child because you wanted to instill in them the best. So they will grow up to be the best. and meet a beautiful person and fall in love and have children of their own and instill in them to be the best, and so on and so on. And if you can't do that, don't have children. Bad not to have a child. You're still a child. People who engage in shtick like this are children in the head. Really?
Yes, they have a problem. And you know,
okay.
If you gotta be a parent, if you gotta be a parent, be a parent.
Right. And that is my close of the night. Be a parent. Be the real McCoy. Don't be stunk. Stunk. And this is Scarlett Butler wishing everybody a great night. And God bless America. And God bless everyone. And bye. I'll be back on Sunday. Bye.
Okay, again, we're going to close soon. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody on the listening to us. Again, it looks like the coward, Rob Reiner, refused to come and debate. He can't win anyway in debate. And any left-wing nutcase, anyone that does that, and I'm friends with a lot of entertainers, and we go back and forth on different things, but we never, ever be like Rob Reiner, a meathead. We never go and do that. And we talk about different things. And most of the stuff on the entertainment field, we go and specify the entertainment of the system. We promote the idea of what their crafts are and what their techniques and their talents are. And that's why we bring these people on the show. But if you're going to play politics and play into my world, you come in and challenge me and to debate me in the issues, and we'll gladly do that. But a coward he is, he refuses, or he hasn't done it. And the line is always open. The shows are always open when he can come on. I want to thank everybody else that's listening worldwide. Don't forget, if you want to subscribe to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, and hit subscribe and sign on. And it's only 99 cents a month, $12 for the whole year. And you can get the podcast and any other news immediately with our newsletter and the podcast immediately as we forecast it, and sometimes you can get it live. I want to thank everyone again for coming on the show. Have a very blessed evening. And remember, if you're a mother and a father, be a parent. Do not allow idiots to influence you, and protect that little kid, your son and daughter, from all the adverse effects of drug dealers, murderers, sex offenders, mental health issues, or anything else. Bring this kid up to be the best there possibly is. God bless you all, and have a very pleasant evening. See you on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.